Blog Talk Radio.
All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God.
Shalom, family. This week's Torah portion will be 1 Chronicles chapter 8 through chapter 18. Let's begin. Now Benjamin begot Bela, his firstborn, Ashbel the second, and Eha'ah the third, Noah the fourth, Rapha the fifth. The sons of Bela were Adar, Jira, and Ibahud, and Ibashua, and Nathan, and Ahoa, and Jira, Shifufan, and Huram. And these are the sons of Ehad. These are the heads of the fathers of the inhabitants of Jeber. And they removed themselves to Manahath. And Naaman, and Ahiah, and Jira. He removed them, and begot Uzzah, and Ahihud, and Shaharim begot children in the country of Moab, after he had sent them away. Shushim and Baara were his wives, and he begot Hodesh his wife, Jobab, Zibiah, and Mishah, and Malchim, and Jeuz, and Sheshiah, and Mirmah. These were his sons, heads of their fathers. And of Shushim he begot Abitub and Elpaal. And the sons of Apaal, Eber and Misham, and Shemed, who built Ono and Lud and the towns thereof. Beriah also, and Shema, who were heads of the fathers of the inhabitants of Ejelon, who drove away the inhabitants of Gath, and Ahio, Sheshak, and Jeremoth, and Zebediah, and Arad, and Eder, and Mechael, and Ispah, and Joha, the sons of Beriah, and Zebadiah, and Mishulam, and Hezekiah, and Heber, Ishmerah also, and Jezaliah, and Jobab, the sons of Elpaal, and Jecham, Zechri, and Zabdi, and Elina, and Zilta, and Elael, and Adiah, Beriah, and Shifmoth, the sons of Shimhai, Ishpan, and Heber, and Elael, and Abdon, and Zechri, and Hananiah, and Elam, and Antothijah, and Ifridiah, and Penuel, the sons of Sheshach, and Shamshirah, Shehariah, and Athaliah, and Jarisiah, and Eliah, and Zechariah, the son of Jeroham. These were the heads of the fathers by their generations. Chief men, these dwelt in Jerusalem. And at Gibeon dwelt the father of Gibeon, whose wife's name was Maachah. And his firstborn son, Abdon, and Zer, and Kish, and Baal, and Nadab, and Gedor, and Ahio, and Zechur, and Migloth begot Shimeah. And these also dwelt with their brethren in Jerusalem, over against them. And Ner begot Kish, and Kish begot Saul, and Saul begot Jonathan, and Malchashua, and Abinadab, and Ishbaal. And the son of Jonathan was Meribbaal. Meribbaal begot Micah. And the sons of Micah were Pithon, Melesh, and Tariah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begot Jehoiada. And Jehoiada begot Alamiath, and Azmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri begot Mozah. And Mozah begot Baniah. Riphah was his son, Eleasah his son, Azel his son. And Azel had six sons, whose names are these: Azrikam, Bosheru, Ishmael, and Sheariah, and Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel. And the sons of Eshek, his brother, were Ulam, his firstborn, Jehus the second, and Eliphelet the third. And the sons of Ulam were mighty men of valor, archers, and had many sons, and sons' sons, 150. All these are of the sons of Benjamin. 1 Chronicles chapter 9. So all Israel were reckoned by genealogies, and behold, they were written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah, who were carried away to Babylon for their transgression. Now the first inhabitants that dwelt in their possession in their cities were the Israelites, the priests, the Levites, and the Nethinims. And in Jerusalem, of the children of Judah, and of the children of Benjamin, and of the children of Ephraim, and Manasseh, Uthai, the son of Amihad, the son of Omer, the son of Imri, the son of Benai, the children of Perez, the son of Judah, and of the Shilonites, Esaiah, the firstborn, and his sons, and the sons of Zerah, Juel, and their brethren, 690, and the sons of Benjamin, Salu, the son of Mishuel, the son of Odaviah, the son of Hazinua, and Abaniah, the son of Jeroham, and Elah, the son of Uzziah, the son of Mitzri, and Mishulam, the son of Shephathiah, the son of Ruel, the son of Ibnijah, and their brethren, according to their generations, 956. All these men were chief of the fathers in the house of their fathers. And of the priests, Jediah, Jehoreb, and Jechin. And Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Meraioth, the son of Ahitub, the ruler of the house of Mighty One. And Adariah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Peshur, the son of Maaziah, the son of Edael, the son of Jazirah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Meshelemith, the son of Immer. And the Levites, Shemaiah, the son of Hasheb, the son of Ezrikim, the son of Hashabiah, and the son of Merari, and Barbekar, Hiresh, and Galal, and Metaniah, the son of Machah, the son of Zechariah, the son of Asaph, and Obadiah, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Gelal, the son of Jehuthan, and Bereshiah, the son of Asa, the son of Elkanah, that dwelt in the villages of the Netophathites. And the porters were Shalom, and Akub, and Talmon, Ahiman, and their brethren. Shalom was the chief, who hitherto waited in the king's gate eastward. They were porters in the companies of the children of Levi. And Shalom, the son of Koer, the son of Ebiasaph, the son of Korah, and his brethren of the house of his father, the Kohathites, were over the work of the service, keepers of the gates of the tabernacle, and their fathers, being over the host of Yahweh, were keepers of the entry. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, was the ruler over them in time past, and Yahweh was with him. And Zechariah, the son of Meshelemiah, was porter of the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. All these which were chosen to be porters in the gate were 212. These were reckoned by their genealogy in their villages, whom David and Samuel the seer did ordain in their set office. So they and their children had the oversight of the gates of the house of Yahweh, namely the house of the tabernacle by wards. In four quarters were the porters, toward the east, west, north, and south. And their brethren, which were in their villages, were to come after 7 days from time to time with them. For these Levites, the four chief porters, were in their set office, and were over the chambers and treasuries of the house of Mighty One. And they lodged round about the house of Mighty One, because the charge was upon them, and the opening thereof every morning pertained to them. And certain of them had the charge of the ministering vessels, that they should bring them in and out by tale. Some of them also were appointed to oversee the vessels, and all the instruments of the sanctuary, and the fine flour, and the wine, and the oil, and the frankincense, and the spices. And some of the sons of the priests made the ointment of the spices. And Mattathiah, one of the Levites, who was firstborn of Shalom, the Kohathite, had the set office over the things that were made in the pans. And other of their brethren, of the sons of the Kohathites, were over the showbread to prepare it every Sabbath. And these are the singers, chief of the fathers of the Levites, who remained in the chambers were free, for they were employed in that work day and night. These chief fathers of the Levites were chief throughout all the generations. These dwelt at Jerusalem. And in Gibeon dwelt the father of Gibeon, Jehiel, whose wife's name was Maachah, and his firstborn son, Abdon, then Zer, and Kish, and Bela, and Ner, and Nadab, and Gedor, and Ahio, and Zechariah, and Mikloth. And Mikloth begot Shimeam, and they also dwelt with their brethren at Jerusalem, over against their brethren. And Ner begot Kish, and Kish begot Saul, and Saul begot Jonathan. 1 Chronicles chapter 10. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines, and fell down slain in Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines followed after Saul, and after his sons, and the Philistines slew Jonathan, and Abinadab, and Malchashua, the sons of Saul. And the battle went sore against Saul, and the archers hit him, and he was wounded of the archers. Then Saul said to his armor bearer, "Draw thy sword, and thrust me through therewith, lest these uncircumcised come and abuse me." But his armor bearer would not, for he was sore afraid. So Saul took the sword and fell upon it. And when his armor bearer saw that Saul was dead, he fell likewise on his sword and died. So Saul died, and his three sons, and all his house died together. And when all the men of Israel that were in the valley saw that they had fled, and that Saul and his sons were dead, they then forsook their cities and fled, and the Philistines came and dwelt in them. And it came to pass on the morrow, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that they found Saul and his sons fallen in Mount Gilboa. And when they had stripped him, they took his head and his armor and sent into the land of the Philistines round about, to carry tidings unto their idols and to the people. And they put his armor in the house of their mighty ones, and fastened his head to the temple of Dagon. And when all Jabesh-Gilead heard all that the Philistines had done to Saul, they arose with the valiant men, and took away the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons, and brought them to Jabesh, and buried their bones under the oak in Jabesh, and fasted 7 days. So Saul died for his transgression, which he committed against Yahweh, even against the word of Yahweh, which he kept not, and also for asking counsel of one that had familiar spirit to inquire of it, and inquired not of Yahweh. Therefore he slew him, and turned the kingdom unto David, the son of Jesse.
1 Chronicles chapter 11. Now all of Israel gathered themselves to David unto Hebron, saying, "Behold, we are thy bone and thy flesh." And moreover, in past time, even when Saul was king, thou wast he that leddest out and broughtest in Israel. And Yahweh thy mighty one said unto thee, "Thou shalt feed my people Israel, and thou shalt be ruler over my people Israel." Therefore came all the elders of Israel to the king to Hebron. And David made a covenant with them in Hebron before Yahweh. And they anointed David king over Israel, according to the word of Yahweh, by Samuel. And David and all Israel went to Jerusalem, which is Jebush, where the Jebusites were, the inhabitants of the land. And the inhabitants of Jebush said to David, "Thou shalt not come hither." Nevertheless, David took the castle of Zion, which is the city of David. And David said, "Whosoever smiteth the Jebusites first
shall be chief and captain. So Joab, the son of Zeruiah, went first up, and was chief. And David dwelt in the castle. Therefore they called it the city of David. And he built the city round about, even from Milo round about. And Joab repaired the rest of the city. So David waxed greater and greater, for Yahweh of hosts was with him. These also are the chief of the mighty men whom David had, who strengthened themselves with him in his kingdom, and with all Israel, to make him king, according to the word of Yahweh concerning Israel. And this is the number of the mighty men whom David had: Jeshobeam and Hechmonite, the chief of the captains. He lifted up his spear against 300 slain by him at one time. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodu, and Haohite, who was one of the three mightiest. He was with David at Pasdamim, and there the Philistines were gathered together to battle, where was a parcel of ground full of barley, and the people fled before the Philistines. And they set themselves in the midst of that parcel, and delivered it, and slew the Philistines, and Yahweh saved them by a great deliverance. Now 3 of the 30 captains went down to the rock to David, and to the cave of Adullam, and the host of the Philistines encamped in the valley of Rephaim. And David was then in the hold, and the Philistine's garrison was then at Bethlehem. And David longed and said, "Oh, that one would give me a drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, that is at the gate." And the three brake through the host of the Philistines, and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem, that was by the gate, and took it, and brought it to David. But David would not drink of it, but poured it out to Yahweh, and said, "My mighty one forbiddeth me that I should do this thing. Shall I drink the blood of these men that have put their lives in jeopardy? For with the jeopardy of their lives they brought it." Therefore he would not drink it. These things did these three mightiest. And Abishai, the brother of Joab, he was the chief of the three, for lifting up his spear against 300, he slew them, and had a name among the three. Of the three, he was more honorable than the two, for he was their captain. Howbeit, he attained not to the first three. Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts, he slew two lion-like men of Moab. Also he went down and slew a lion in a pit, in a snowy day. He slew an Egyptian, a man of great stature, 5 cubits high, and the Egyptian's hand was a spear like a weaver's beam. He went down to him with his staff, and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and slew him with his own spear. These things did Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, had the name among the three mighties. Behold, he was honorable among the 30, but attained not to the first three. And David set him over his guard. Also, the valiant men of the armies were Asahel, the brother of Joab, Elhanan, the son of Dodu of Bethlehem, Shemath, the Herorite, Hizel, the Pilionite, Ira, the son of Akish, the Tekoite, Abiezer, the Antothite, Sibekah, the Hishothite, Ale, Ehohite, Meharah, the Netophathite, Helad, the son of Bernah, the Netophathite, Athiai, the son of Ribiah of Gibeah, that pertained to the children of Benjamin, Benaiah, the Parathonite, Hurai of the brooks of Geash, Abael the Arbathite, Asmaveth the Behorimite, Elaaba the Shaalbanite, the sons of Hashem the Gizonite, Nathan the son of Shagi the Hararite, Ahayim the son of Sekar the Hararite, Eliphel the son of Yer, Hefer the Meterathite, Ejael the Pelonite, Hezro the Carmite, Neara the son of Ziba, Joel the brother of Nathan, Mibhar the son of Hegirai, Zelek the Ammonite, Nehorai the Berothite, the armor bearer of Joab the son of Zeruiah, Ira the Ithrite, Gereb the Ithrite, Uriah the Hittite, Zabab the son of Ali, Adinah the son of Shizah the Reubenite, a captain of the Reubenites and 30 with him, Hanan the son of Me'achah, and Jehoshaphat the Mithnite, Uzziah the Ashterathite, Shema and Jehael the sons of Hothan, Aorite, Jediel the son of Shimrai, and Joha his brother the Tizite, Elael the Mehavite, and Jerubai and Jasaviah the sons of Elnaim and Ithma the Moabite, Eliel and Obed and Jesael the Mesoabite. 1 Chronicles chapter 12. Now these are they that came to David to Ziglah, while he yet kept himself close because of Saul the son of Kish, and they were among the mighty men, helpers of the war. They were armed with bows, and could use both the right hand and the left in hurling stones, and shooting arrows out of a bow, even of Saul's brethren of Benjamin. The chief was Ahiezer, then Joash, the sons of Shemaiah, the Gibeathite, and Jeziel, and Pelet, the sons of Asmaveth, and Birachah, and Jehu, the Antothite, and Ishmaiah, the Gibeonite, a mighty man among the 30, and over the 30, and Jeremiah, and Jehaziel, and Jehonan, Johanan, and Joshabad, the Gedirathite, Eluzai, and Jeremoth, and Bealiah, and Shemriah, and Shephatiah, the Harufite, Elkanah, and Jesiah, and Azael, and Joezer, and Jeshobeam, the Korhites, and Joelah, and Zebadiah, the sons of Jeroham of Gedor. And the Gedites there separated themselves unto David and to the whole to the wilderness men of might and men of war fit for the battle that could handle shield and buckler, whose faces were like the faces of lions and were as swift as the roes upon the mountains. Ezer the first, Obadiah the second, Eliab the third, Mishmanah the fourth, Jeremiah the fifth, Attai the sixth, Eliel the seventh, Johanan the eighth, Elzabad the ninth, Jeremiah the
the 10th, Mechbanah the 11th. These were the sons of Gad, captains of the host. One of the least was over 100, and the greatest over 1,000. These are they that went over Jordan in the first month, when it had overflown all its banks. And they put to fight all them of the valleys, both to the east and to the west. And there came the children of Benjamin and Judah to hold unto David. And David went out to meet them, and answered and said unto them, If ye be come peaceably unto me to help me, my heart shall be knit unto you. But if ye come to betray me to my enemies, seeing there is no wrong in my hands, the mighty ones of our fathers look thereon and rebuke it. Then the Spirit came upon Amasai, who was chief of the captains, and he said, Thou art we, David, and on thy side, thou son of Jesse, peace, peace be unto thee, and peace be to thy helpers, for thy mighty one helpeth thee. Then David received them, and made them captains of the band. And there fell some of Manasseh to David, when he came to the Philistines against Saul to battle. But they helped them not, for the masters of the Philistines, upon advisement, sent him away, saying, He will fall to us, Master Saul, to the jeopardy of our heads. As he went to Ziklag, there fell to him of Manasseh, Adnah, and Jozabad, and Jediael, and Michal, and Jozabad, and Elihu, and Zilthai, captains of the thousands that were of Manasseh. And they helped David against the band of the rovers, for they were all mighty men of valor, and were captains in the host. For at that time, day by day, there came to David to help him, until it was a great host, like the host of mighty one. And these are the numbers of the bands that were already armed to the war, and came to David to Hebron, to turn the kingdom of Saul to him, according to the word of Yahweh. And the children of Judah that bear shield and spear were 6,800, ready armed to the war. Of the children of Simeon, mighty men of valor for the war, 7,100. Of the children of Levi, 4,600. And Jehoiada was the leader of the Aaronites, and with him were 3,700. And Zadok, a young man mighty of valor, and of his father's house, 22 captains. And of the children of Benjamin, the kindred of Saul, 3,000. For hitherto the greatest part of him that kept the ward of the house of Saul. And the children of Ephraim, 20,800, mighty men of valor, famous throughout all the house of their fathers. And of the half tribe of Manasseh, 18,000, which were expressed by name, to come and make David king. And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their command. Of Zebulun, such as were forth to battle, expert in war, with all instruments of war, 50,000, which would keep rank. They were not of double heart. And of Naphtali, 1,000 captains, and with them with shield and spear, 37,000. And of the Danites, expert in war, 28,600. And of Asher, such as went forth to battle, expert in war, 40,000. And on the other side of Jordan, of the Reubenites and the Gadites,
and the half tribe of Manasseh, with all manner of instruments of war for battle, 120,000. All these men of war that could keep rank came with a perfect heart to Hebron to make David king over all Israel. And all the rest also of Israel were of one heart to make David king. And there they were with David 3 days, eating and drinking, for their brethren had prepared for them. Moreover, they that were nigh them, even unto Issachar, and Zebulun, and Naphtali, brought bread on asses, and on camels, and on mules, and on oxen, and meat, meal, cakes of figs, and bunches of raisins, and wine, and oil, and oxen, and sheep, abundantly. For there was joy in Israel. 1 Chronicles chapter 13. And David consulted with the captains of thousands and hundreds, and with every leader. And David said unto all the congregation of Israel, If it seem good unto you, and that it be of Yahweh our mighty one, let us send abroad unto our brethren everywhere that are left in the land of Israel, and with them also to the priests and Levites, which are in the cities and suburbs, that they may gather themselves unto us. And let us bring again the ark of our mighty one to us, for we inquired not at it in the days of Saul. And all the congregation said they would do so, for the thing was right in the eyes of all the people. So David gathered all Israel together, from Shihor of Egypt, even unto the entering of Hemeth, to bring the ark of mighty one from Kirjath Jearim. And David went up, and all Israel to Be'elah, that is to Kirjath Jearim, which belongeth to Judah, to bring up thence the ark of mighty one of Yahweh, that dwelleth between the cherubims, whose name is called on it. And they carried the ark of mighty one in a new cart out of the house of Abinadab. Uzzah and Ahio drove the cart. And David and all Israel played before mighty one with all their might, and with singing, and with harps, and with psalteries, and with timbrels, and with cymbals, and with trumpets. And when they came into the threshing floor of Childon, Uzzah put forth his hand to hold the cart, for the oxen stumbled. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Uzzah, and he smote him, because he put his hand to the ark. And there he died before Mighty One. And David was displeased because Yahweh had made a breach upon Uzzah. Wherefore that place is called Pezrah Uzzah to this day. And David was afraid of Mighty One that day, saying, How shall I bring the ark of Mighty One home to me? So David brought not the ark home to himself, to the city of David, but carried it aside into the house of Obededom the Gittite. And the ark of Mighty One remained with the family of Obededom in his house for 3 months. And Yahweh blessed the house of Obededom and all that he had.
1 Chronicles chapter 14. Now Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David, and timbers of cedars, with masons and carpenters, to build him an house. And David perceived that Yahweh had confirmed him king over Israel, for his kingdom was lifted up on high, because of his people Israel. And David took more wives at Jerusalem, and David begat more sons and daughters. Now these are the names of his children which he had in Jerusalem: Shammua, and Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon, and Ibhar, and Elishua, and Elpalet, and Nogah, and Nepheg, and Jephiah, and Elishama, and Beliada.
and Eliphelet. And when the Philistines heard that David was appointed king over all Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek David. And David heard of it, and went out against them. And the Philistines came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of Mighty One, saying, "Shall I go up against the Philistines? And wilt thou deliver them into my hand?" And Yahweh said unto him, "Go up, for I will deliver them into thy hand." So they came up to Baal Perazim, and David smote them there. Then David said, "Mighty One have broken in upon my enemies by my own hand, like the breaking forth of waters." Therefore they called the place Baal Perazim. And when they had left their Mighty Ones there, David gave a commandment, and they were burnt with fire. And the Philistines yet again spread themselves abroad in the valley. Therefore David inquired again of Mighty One, and Mighty One said unto him, "Go not up after them, turn away from them, and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And it shall be, when thou shalt hear sound of the going in the top of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt go out to battle. For Mighty One is gone forth before thee to smite the host of the Philistines." David therefore did as Mighty One commanded him, and they smote the host of the Philistines before Gibeon, even to Gezer. And the fame of David went out into all the lands, and Yahweh brought fear of him upon all the nations.
1 Chronicles chapter 15. And David made him houses in the city of David, and prepared a place for the ark of Mighty One, and pitched for it a tent. Then David said, "None ought to carry the ark of Mighty One but the Levites. For them hath Yahweh chosen to carry the ark of Mighty One, and to minister unto him forever." And David gathered all Israel together to Jerusalem, to bring up the ark of Yahweh upon his place, which he had prepared for it. And David assembled the children of Aaron, and the Levites, and the sons of Kohath, Uriel the chief, and his brethren, 120, and the sons of Merari, Asaiah the chief, and his brethren, 220, and the sons of Gershom, Joel the chief, and his brethren, 130, of the sons of Elizaphan, Shemaiah the chief, and his brethren, 200, and the sons of Hebron, Eliel the chief, and his brethren, 80. And the sons of Uzziel, Amminadab the chief, and his brethren, 120. And David called Zadok, and Abiathar the priest. And for the Levites, for Uriel, Asaiah, and Joel, Shemaiah, and Eliel, and Amminadab, and said unto them, "Ye are the chief fathers of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, both ye and your brethren, that ye may bring up the ark of Yahweh, Mighty One of Israel, into the place that I have prepared for it. For because ye did not at the first, and Yahweh our Mighty One made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after the due order." So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of Yahweh, Mighty One of Israel. And the children of the Levites bare the ark of Mighty One upon their shoulders, with the stays thereon, as Moses commanded, according to the word of Yahweh. And David spake to the chief of the Levites, to appoint their brethren, to be the singers and the instruments of the music, the psaltery, and harps, and cymbals, sounding by lifting up their voice with joy. So the Levites appointed Heman, the son of Joel, and his brethren, Asaph, the brother of Berechiah, and the sons of Merari, their brethren, Ethan, the son of Cushiah,
and with them their brethren of the second degree, Zechariah, Ben, and Jeaziah, Shemiramoth, and Jehael, and Unai, Bilaab, and Benaiah, and Maaseiah, and Mattathiah, and Eliphaleh, and Micaiah, and Obededom, and Jael the porters. So the singers Heman, Asaph, and Ethan were appointed to sound with cymbals of brass, and Zechariah, Azael, Shiriamoth, and Jehael, and Unai, and Eliab, and Maaseiah, and Benaiah with psalteries, on Alamath, and Mattathiah, and Eliphaleh, and Micaiah, and Obededom, and Jael, and Azaziah with harps, on Asheminith to excel, and Shenaniah, chief of the Levites, was for song. He instructed about the song, because he was skillful. And Berechiah and Elkanah were doorkeepers for the ark. And Shebaniah and Jehoshaphat and Nathanael and Amasa and Zechariah and Benaiah and Eleazar the priest did blow the trumpets before the ark of Mighty One. And Obededom and Jehiah were doorkeepers for the ark. So David and the elders of Israel and the captains over thousands went to bring up the ark of the covenant out of the house of Obededom with joy. And it came to pass, when Mighty One helped the Levites that bear the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, that they offered 7 bullocks and 7 rams. And David was clothed with a robe of fine linen. And all the Levites that bear the ark, and the singers, and Chenaniah, the master of the song with the singers, David also upon him an ephod of linen. Thus all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of Yahweh with shouting, and with the sound of the cornet, and with the trumpets, and with cymbals, making noise with psalteries and harp. And it came to pass, as the ark of the covenant of Yahweh came to the city of David, that Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked out at a window and saw King David dancing and playing, and she despised him in her heart. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. So they brought the ark of Mighty One and set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it, and they offered burnt sacrifice and peace offerings before Mighty One. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of Yahweh. And he dealt to every one of Israel, both man and woman, to every one a loaf of bread, and a good piece of flesh, and a flagon of wine. And he anointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of Yahweh, and to record, and to thank and praise Yahweh, Mighty One of Israel. Asaph the chief, and next to him Zechariah, Jael, Shemiramoth, and Jehael, and Mattathiah, and Eliab, and Benaiah, and Obededom, and Jehiel, with psalteries and with harps. And Asaph made a sound with the cymbals, and Benaiah also, Jehaziel the priest, with trumpets, continually before the ark of the covenant of Mighty One. Then on that day David delivered first his psalm to thank Yahweh in the hand of Asaph and his brethren. Give thanks unto Yahweh, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek Yahweh. Seek Yahweh his strength. Seek his face continually.
remember his marvelous works that he have done, his wonders in the judgment of his mouth. O ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is Yahweh, our mighty one. His judgments are in all the earth. Be ye mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, even of a covenant which he made with Abraham, and his oaths unto Isaac, and have confirmed the same to Jacob for a law, and to Israel for everlasting covenant, saying, unto thee I will give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when ye were but few, even few and strangers in it. And when they went from one nation to nation, and from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Sing unto Yahweh, all the earth, show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all the nations. For great is Yahweh, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all mighty ones. For all mighty ones of the people are idols, but Yahweh made the heavens. Glory and honor in his presence, strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto Yahweh, ye kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahweh glory and strength. Give unto Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of his holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it be not moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let men say among the nations, Yahweh reigneth. Let the sea roar, and let the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice, and all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the woods sing out at the presence of Yahweh, because he cometh to judge the earth. O give thanks unto Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And ye say, save us, O mighty one of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks unto thy holy name, and glory in thy praise. Blessed be Yahweh, mighty one of Israel, forever and ever. And all people said, Amen, and praise Yahweh. So he leapt therefore before the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, Asaph and his brethren, to minister before the ark continually, as everyday work required. And Obededom, with their brethren 78, Obededom also the son of Jeduthun and Hosah, to be porters, and Zadok the priest, and his brethren the priest, before the tabernacle of Yahweh, in the high place that was at Gibeon, to offer burnt offerings unto Yahweh upon the altar of the burnt offering, continually morning and evening, and to do according to all that is written in the law of Yahweh, which he commanded Israel. And with them Heman, and Jeduthun, and the rest that were chosen, who were expressed by name, to give thanks to Yahweh, because his mercy endureth forever. And with them Heman, and Jeduthun, with trumpets and cymbals, for those that should make sound, and with the musical instruments of Mighty One. And the sons of Jeduthun were porters. And all the people departed, every man to his house, and David returned to bless his house.